that I'm reading is George Washington, Frontier Colonel by Sterling North. It is a book that follows George Washington through his younger years all the way through the French Revolution and beyond the American Revolution. It is a very exciting book. The part I liked the most was probably the battle scenes, like the Battle of Fort Necessity, which how the book described it was excellent, how they had the Indians coming from the trees, ambushing the commanding officers and George Washington's troops with like blue smoke, like some kind of magic. That was a very exciting part. I liked that part the most. And a part that I didn't really like was the beginning. It was boring, you know. It eventually picked up when he became a Virginia, part of the Virginian forces. But, one of the nine themes of world history that this book follows is probably the role of individuals, because George Washington played such a big role in this war, you know, just leading these troops and, you know, being the only one who had hope when most of his troops were drunken forces, and he was very brave throughout this war and played a very big role. I think the author's style was pretty decent. I mean, a sixth grader could read it if they wanted to. I give this book a 3, you know, it's alright, you know, it really picks up during the war scenes, which I like, it's pretty cool, and, yeah. It's a very good read, you know. I would recommend this to anybody who likes war or just loves George Washington. Well, this is Kenneth Washington, and I just reviewed George Washington, Frontier Colonel. Good night.